In this bulletin, the federal government open to extending the JobKeeper program. A Melbourne school shuts down after a student tests positive for COVID-19. And English Premier League football edges closer to its long-awaited return. With the latest in SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has raised the prospect of keeping the JobKeeper scheme in place beyond its scheduled end date of September. The program subsidises private sector jobs up to $1,500 a worker per fortnight for eligible workers, in a bid to help businesses keep staff during the COVID-19 shutdown. The head of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, told a Senate committee yesterday it was important fiscal stimulus was not removed too soon, as the Australian economy looked to bounce back. Mr Dutton has now told the Nine Network the government is flexible on this policy.
We want businesses to recover. We want jobs to be at the centre of every decision we make. So I think we're flexible, and we'll look at the way in which we can help businesses and people get back to a normal way of life.
The government had budgeted $130 billion for the scheme, but it has come in $60 billion under budget because of an accounting error. A school in Melbourne's northwest has closed after a student tested positive to coronavirus, a week after a teacher also tested positive. Keilor Downs Secondary College will be closed for cleaning, but authorities say the two cases aren't linked because the teacher had no exposure to the school site. Seven students from two other schools, St Albans Secondary College and Taylors Lakes Secondary College, have also been forced into quarantine after attending a vocation education class with the student while he was infectious. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says despite this case, transmission of the virus in schools is still rare.
The understanding of transmission in schools is that it's really pretty rare, and we haven't seen transmission from students to teachers. If we've seen some cases, it's usually been introduced by adults, often transmitted just to other adults, not to students. So the risk of transmission from this student to others is there, but I wouldn't expect significant numbers. We certainly haven't seen that in the past associated with school numbers.
Letters between the Queen and Governor-General Sir John Kerr from the time of the controversial 1975 dismissal of the Whitlam government will be made public. Historian Jenny Hocking has won a legal battle to release the letters. They had previously been deemed personal communications by the National Archives and the Federal Court and weren't able to be accessed. The letters were sent in 1975 when Sir John, technically acting on behalf of the Queen, dismissed Prime Minister Gough Whitlam's government and installed Malcolm Fraser as a caretaker PM. Overseas now, and France continues to ease coronavirus restrictions. From next week, restaurants, bars and cafes will reopen, as well as all city parks. The country has been classed into green or orange regions to determine the level of restriction. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says restrictions will now become the exception, not the norm.
Au cours de cette phase 2,
during this second phase, and I want to insist on this element which is important, freedom will finally become the rule and the ban will be the exception. We have decided to accelerate the reopening of schools and high schools in all the regions and the reopening of the colleges in the green regions, the reopening of restaurants, cafes, bars, the progressive return of cultural and sporting life, with specific constraints in the orange zones, the reopening of parks and public gardens in the orange zones.
Spécifique dans les zones de vigilance orange. La réouverture des parcs et jardins en zone orange.
Public gatherings of more than 10 people are still banned, as is contact sport, while nightclubs are also still closed. France has had more than 28,500 deaths from COVID-19. Only the United States, the United Kingdom and Italy have had more. To sport now, and in football, the English Premier League will return to action on the 17th of June. The remaining 92 matches this season will be played without spectators present. To compensate, matches will be shown live on the BBC. In the first games to be played, Aston Villa will be at home to Sheffield United, while Manchester City will host Arsenal. League leaders Liverpool need only 2 wins from their 9 remaining matches to become champions. The Spanish league will resume on the 12th of June, while Italy's competition will restart on June the 20th. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers with a possible late storm and 20. Adelaide, sunny, 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Early fog and partly cloudy in Canberra with a top of 15. Wollongong, possible shower, 18. A shower or two in Sydney and 19. Newcastle, much the same, and 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, sunny, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.